대바야.
Hare Rama.
subject came
forth. Subject came forth.
From Brahma Varta.
From Brahma Varta.
To greet their returning Lord.
To greet their returning Lord.
With songs.
With songs.
Prayers.
Prayers.
And musical
instruments.
Hare Krishna. Then here in this chapter, we have is entitled The Marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti. Then Swayambhu Manu, he was one of Brahma's sons. Then Brahma has different sons, somewhere in the mode of ignorance, some were in the mode of goodness, and somewhere beyond goodness. Any example? Who was Brahma's son in the mode of pure goodness? Who was he? Narada Muni. Another. Yeah, two are there. Narada Muni and the four Kumaras. These two sons were on beyond Sattva-guna. Although the four Kumaras, they were impersonalists, but they were beyond the sattva, pure, they were beyond goodness, they were in pure goodness situated, both of them. Then to get out, to be situated in Shuddha, we said, Shuddha Sattva Guna, is when we have no more subtle body. See, in our, there are three bodies we have. We have our material body, we have our subtle body, and we have our spiritual body. And when we do not have any more our subtle body, then you go out of the Viraja river, and then we become Paramahamsa, or liberated soul. Prabhupada said, that the four Kumaras, there are two kinds of Paramahamsa in one purport. The Mayavadi is also impersonalist, that Paramahamsa, but the difference is that they don't want to have a relationship with Krishna. Then Brahma has two sons who were situated into pure goodness. Then the other, Kardama Muni, Swayambhu Muni, Swayambhu Manu, they were situated in goodness, no, goodness. What of passion? How can we know that sun is situated in goodness or in passion? How can we know that Brahma's sun is in goodness or is in passion?
How is attached to Lord Krishna?
How is attracted? Yes. It is by seeing their sons and daughters. See? Like Swayambhu Manu, he has two sons and three daughters. And they were good sons and they were good daughters. That means he was in goodness. His consciousness was in goodness. Kardama Muni also. Kardama Muni, he was in goodness. But goodness is also we are not liberated. Even we may be in goodness. What is this verse in Bhagavad Gita? Even we may be in goodness, but we may be still conditioned. 14, what is this? Yeah, tatva tatra sattvam nirmala tvat prakasham anamayam sukha sangena baddhanati jnana sangena cha anaga. Then, although tatra sattvam nirmala tvat. Nirmala tvat means sattva is very pure. Nirmal. Nirmal, mal. Mal means what? Means dust. And nir means not pure. Means pure, there is no dust or no material. And prakasham, sattva, guna means who gets eliminated by sattva guna. Then also anamaya, one who is in sattva guna, he does not do sinful activities. And also sukha, means one is happy in sattva guna. Sangena, but badhnati. Badhnati means what? Conditioned. Sattva guna also conditioned. It conditions us, how I feel I'm very happy. I feel I am, I know knowledge also. This jnana sangena, jnana sangena. Then Kardama Muni, he was not liberated soul, he was into, we say, Varnashrama. And he will become liberated after some time. When the Lord, Brahma, he will told him this, that you will see the Lord Kapila, and your mother also, Devahuti, she will, they know that Lord Kapila will become their son. But still they were not liberated. After this, they were liberated. Then, this is just to show that Brahma's son, Svayambhu Manu, he was also in the mode of goodness. He was great personality, very great personality. And also, we should remember it was Satya Yoga. This whole, this part is going at Satya Yoga. That means at that time, all these sons, they were not created through sexual, practice, no, or by the sexual act. They were not created through sexual activities. They just arrived from different parts of Brahma's body. It's like when we sleep. When we sleep, what happened to us? The material body died. But two bodies are active. Two. One is the subtle body
and the spiritual
body. The subtle bodies also have form, as the three bodies the same. Then when we sleep, there is nothing happening. But when we awake, what happens? Activity starts. Similarly, there's all these sounds like Svayambhu Manu, Kardama Muni, Pulatsya, Marichi, Kratu. Who else? Some sons of Brahma. Bhrigu, Muni. They were all, it just arise like this. And the last, in the creation, the last creation Brahma did is the sages. And before this it was Svayambhu Manu. Because Brahma, his consciousness, it was going through different levels. He starts from ignorance, then it increases into passion, then in goodness. Goodness, when his consciousness was in goodness, then he created the sages. And before this, he created. The sages means which sages? Kardama Muni, Atri also. Atri you will get also Yajna, an incarnation of God, coming, and Lakshmi. And in ignorance, there was this the Bhutas, the ghost. He created also, Brahma's consciousness was not good, then he created all this. Then in passion also, there were also, he created living entities. Then Svayambhu Manu, he was into goodness, his great personality. That's why we come here, he was greeted, purpose. Today he was greeted very, very nicely. Then I was telling also in Satya Yoga, in Satya Yoga, there is only one rasa. One. Little bit. There is only Shanta rasa, neutral. And there is little bit Dasya is there. Who can give an example to show this? I will give this. It's difficult. Huh? the example is given. Is Kardama Muni. You see, Kardama Muni, when he got his son, who was his son? Kapila. Then automatically he left the house. He didn't took the son. Hey baby, hey, how are you? Why? Because he was in Shantara or Dasya Ras, in Shanta, Dasya. Dasya, you cannot go into Vatsalya Bhav. Vatsalya Bhav means take care of the child, give milk, like Yashoda Mata. Huh? He just was born and get out. It was only Shanta. Shanta means neutral. Shanta means you become tree in the spiritual world. Another example we can give is the four Kumaras also. Four Kumaras, they were also they were the first sons of Brahma, huh? Four Kumaras. They were also in Shantaras. They were in this neutral bhav. And they were all doing it. When the example we can give, they tried to go into Dasya, but they were unable. When they went to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, they entered, what happened?
That is the gatekeeper of the sun.
Yeah, they cursed. Who?
Cursed
Jai Vijay. They make big offense. This Jai Vijay, they were just there. They did nothing. They just asked me, please stop. Show your ID, identity. They become very angry with them. Then those who are angry in the spiritual world, they get which form they get? They become trees. See? Shanta, trees. They just become trees. Because if this anger is there so much, then he will go inside, he starts cursing everyone. Start. Then they become trees as trees. Then they are a little bit quiet. He does not. Then these two things I explained, that in this part of the Bhagavatam there was Shantaras and there was the little bit Dasya, this was Kapila there. And the four Kumaras, they were into Shantaras. Then here, Svayambhu Manu, as I said, he was great personality. His life, very long. Brahma's life is how much? 100 years. 100 years, huh? 100 years. That means one day is 1,000. These four yogas. Then this. Yeah, I just was thinking about one thing very nice. Brahma. What is the relationship between Brahma we can see Krishna or Narayana. Brahma, he was in relationship of Sakya, friendship with Krishna. He didn't get this quickly. It took him 50 years. 50. Just recently. You know, when Krishna came recently, what he did? When the cowherd boys, they were sitting nicely enjoying, they were in Vrindavan. He stole, you know the Leela, I will not enter into the details. Then he got, at that time he was as friend of Krishna, friendship. He was not into. Then this Svayambhu Manu, then he is great personality. We said Brahma's one day is 1,000. The Satya, Treta, Dvapara and Yoga. And Svayambhu Manu is 71 you multiply by 1000. Then he has also his great personality, he's very much empowered, and a person who is coming like this, then he should be very much nicely received. Here, prahasita. Prahasita means, what means prahasita? They were overjoyed by seeing the king, overjoyed. Then I was explaining the rasa which was there, and also in Shankaras, they are trees, like trees. What is the happiness of trees? Wind is not, they are the trees. I'm just connecting them between this and that. Then they were very much overjoyed to see the king, very much overjoyed. Then now we will little bit discuss Prabhupada. He is giving the example of Krishna entering Dwarka in this purport. Prabhupada is, there are similar description when Krishna returned to Dwarka after the battle of Kurukshetra. There is a nice description in Srimad Bhagavatam, but today there are so many appearances today. There are very nice descriptions in Srimad Bhagavatam when Krishna came back to Dwarka, how he was received. Similarly, Prabhupada to show how Svayambhu Manu, he was nicely received, he compared this with Krishna. We know that Krishna, he was not often in Dwarka. He would go out. Kurukshetra war, he was different battles were there. Then when he would come, this is in chapter 11, canto 1, chapter 11. Is untied, Krishna arrives at Dwarka. Very nice chapter describing how Krishna is coming back. Then what does Krishna does before coming back? He blows his kansha. Far away, he's far. Then the residents of Dwarka, they are not overjoyed, not prahasita. You see, hasita means like smile. Yes, huh? Haste. How we say in Hindi? In Hindi, you say, how we say? Haste means. In Sanskrit also the same. Haste means just someone is smiling and is prahasita. But when Krishna was coming, it was not prahasita. It was, they were in unlimited, we say, ananda or joy, or because it was purely spiritual. Krishna coming back, then the kansh, we can compare, the kansh is like Krishna's flute. You see, when Krishna, because here is Narayan, in Dwarka, it is not Krishna. In Dwarka and Mathura, we have Narayan. Krishna never leave Vrindavan. Anyone here has gone for Vraj Mandal Parikrama? Has gone? There is one, is also in, oh, there is also in Akrur Ghat. This also in Krishna book, you know, in Krishna book. When Akrura, Kamsa, he sent Akrura to bring, or Akrura, Akrur, to bring Krishna to Mathura. Then the gopis, they were not happy, huh? Very, Then when they come back, there was Akrur Ghat. And there, Krishna, he showed his form as Narayan, and Balaram become Anantashesh. And Akrura, this is Krishna change. Then Krishna, within Krishna, all the forms are there. Narayan is there, any form you want. But Krishna, once the border come, Mathura, Akrur Ghat, he changed his form. He does not go out. It is only Narayan going out. Then this Narayan, he has four hands, and in one hand there is conch. Then when he sounds this conch, your heart shatters. It's like in Vrindavan when Krishna he plays the flute, similarly, the Yamuna stops, the stone starts melting, the trees, they lose their flowers, honey starts coming from there, the gopis. Then similarly here, the conch, when Krishna blow, they become very much, the whole Dwarka atmosphere get changed. And the conch also is similar to Hare Krishna Mahamantra. See? Similar. Conch, the flute, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can also do the same effect, sound. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you get seven benefits by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. What is the first? Cheto Darpana Marjanam. See? Cheta Darpana Marjanam. Seven benefits you get. Your consciousness. Next. Bhava Maha Dava Agni Nirvapanam. If you are unhappy, then you chant Hare Krishna, all your Dava Agni. They say fire is like fire. This material world is like fire. Anyone who is not chanting Hare Krishna, he's struggling, big struggle in life. Then by chanting, your struggle is released. Chetu darpanam arjan bhava dava agni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika. This chandrika and kairava means is like, you see, your heart is like chandrika means like the light of the moon. You know, the light of the moon, it enters into your heart. And a lot of change just by chanting Hare Krishna. Chandrika, Chetodarpan Marjanam Bhava Mahadevani Shriya Chandrika. Vidyavadhu. Vidyavadhu. You get knowledge. Vadhu means wife. See, Vadhu, Sanskrit means wife. Like wife, normally she is every time with her husband alone. When things go nicely, huh? Then, similarly, you chant Hare Krishna, knowledge comes, vidya. And anandam, buddhi, vardhanam, huh? And Param Vijay Krishna Krishna Sankirtana. We see the same, the chanting of Hare Krishna is similar to the kanch, sound of the kanch, and it is also similar to the sound of the flute. We have also Brahma. Brahma, he was initiated by the flute. Krishna, he initiated him. Or Gayatri. Gayatri mantra. Then Krishna, here there are descriptions of the conch. Then they compare the conch, it was like swan. So white. And Krishna's hand, it was like lotus. And the kanch is called Panchajanya. It's also person, this kanch. And Krishna's lips are red, then the kansh, when it comes with Krishna's lips, the kansh become look very, very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. It's beauty. It increases. We have also in Krishna book the trees in Vrindavan. They will say, oh, we know. Our son, who is our son? Our son is every time we touch with Krishna's lips. Who? The flute. The flute is made with wood. Huh? The flute. Flute is made with wood. And the trees, they started glorifying themselves. They said, oh, we are very important here. The fruit, it is made. Then the water also started, water. Water said to the trees, hey, if we didn't give you water, you will not grow. And we are also because of us. Then here, the kansh. Then when they heard the sound of the kansh, they all come running. And they started offering gifts to Krishna. Gifts. And this, you compare these gifts, it is like lamp you offer to the sun. See, the sun. Does he need lamp? The sun is full of fire. Huh? What lamp can do for sun? Lamp, ghee lamp. You offer to the sun, sun, oh. Then they started, in here also, in this, when the king come, they recite mantras, they offer gifts for Swayambhu. Then similar function, they started offering lot of gifts. Then two things were very much attractive. Time is coming, huh? It's long nectar is there. This is a description. Then Krishna's, two things are very much attracted to Krishna. His smile and his face and also his lotus feet. Then Krishna smiling. See, when Krishna smiles, even the deity here, if you look at the deity and if they smile, very auspicious, you know, this mind to you. They don't think that the deities are there. They are just eating and sleeping and they are not doing nothing. They are controlling the temple, the whole temple is controlled by Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and they are not just there. They can do so many things with the deities. They are there. And then they smile, and their face, you see, oh, they are beautiful. You become attracted to them. You become attracted to the deities. Then our material attraction or material attachment to get quickly finish. Then his time is there. Huh? Then this part is very nice part. You should go yourself and study the names of the sons of Brahma. Different sons, you can take notes yourself. This one, Marichi, what is it? Daksha. This is coming. Fourth canto, what is he in goodness? Is he? Then we can also become like this, because we are also in the same. We may be Daksha, we may be Kardama, we may be maybe Narada Muni, and not full, but little bit. Okay, any question? Any comment? I stop. Time is. No, I don't want to explain. Huh? Question, comment? Yes?
You can continue.
Huh? I can go?
You can go up to 8:30 if you
want. 8:30. Okay. I can go until we have only 10 minutes. I have to tolerate me. then said, then Krishna, when he come in, he started glancing at the citizens, very happy, looking at them, glance, looking. Then the Lord said, Krishna, he's like Mahabhagavat. You know Mahabhagavat? Mahabhagavat means there are three conditions of Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat means he sees all living entities equally. He does not differentiate between this one and that one. And then also he sees Krishna everywhere and he sees everything in relationship with Krishna. That is that. Then Krishna also, what he did, he was behaving with everyone. His friends, his relatives, his citizens, his parents, and even those who are outcasts, he's written here, down to the outcast. She is very, is sometimes is when we ask question of why outcasts also are there in Dwarka. But everything is there. The spiritual world is full of variety. There is no. Then he glanced at them. He embraced them. Some those who were elder, he touched their feet and like this. And from his father, teacher, he gets blessings from them. Then, when he entered Krishna, there is the queens were there, the queens in Dwarka. Then the queens, they started looking at Krishna, but they were not satisfied. What? They went into the top of the roof. They want to see Krishna, he is coming. They went there because their eyes, even they were constantly gazing at Krishna, they were not satisfied. They were not satisfied. It is like what? Which example can we give? Someone's eyes is not satisfied. It's like sometime between, see, we have immaterial love, huh? This is also seen there, huh? If you take, this is also then likes someone who is looking at the opposite sex, or he's so much attracted, his mind, then this is the same also, but spiritually. He's so much attracted, his mind. Oh, they were not, their eyes were not satisfied at all. Then they went on the roof and they started looking at the limbs of Krishna. They were very, very beautiful. Then we said three things were beautiful. His face, his arms, and his feet. According to this verse. Huh? In other, when you go into 10th canto, and there's so much description is there about Krishna. But here, the Srimad Bhagavatam, it goes slowly, 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 step by step. Here in the 3rd canto, they are giving Krishna's face, Krishna's eyes, and Krishna's arms, and his lotus feet, then his face, then it was very, very beautiful. They compare his face like the moon, or like the sun, and two moons are there, the eyes. Then they were showering flower, and these flowers, they look like stars. See? Stars. Remember, there was the sun, the moon, the stars, and lightning. His yellow, Narayana, this is Narayana. His yellow clothes, they were like lightning, and he was having one garland, it was like two rainbows. Normally, you never find this in at the same time. Can you see the moon? Not the moon. The sun and the stars at the same time? No. The stars are there, huh? Like during the day, the stars are there. But because the sun is shining, then we don't see the star. But here, everything, the stars were there, moons were there, the moon, two moons, the lightning was there, a rainbow was there. Then this is very poetic descriptions of how Krishna, how the queens or the women in Dwarka, they looked at Krishna when he entered. Then their hearts start trembling with joy. They were very, very feeling happy. That's why I was in the beginning speaking about Shantaras. This, you cannot find this in Shantaras. I give you the example of Kardamon Muni.
I remember.
Kardamon Muni, just the son was born, he left the house. Vairagya. Vairagya. No, no. And the son was God himself. And he just left. He didn't even, hello, how are you? No, God. Then, that's why I was explaining this. Here, there was more. These queens, they were, although it is not, there is Parakya, there is different from Vrinda. I don't enter into this detail. Then they were very, very happy. Then Krishna, what he did, he entered each palace with different forms. He expanded and he entered many forms. Then every queen, she was thinking, oh, Krishna, he enters my palace first. He entered. Then their mind become filled with great joy by seeing Krishna. And I end here. Then when Krishna was not there, these queens, they were not taking care of their body. They stopped taking care of their body. Like they stopped also going out, laughing, because they were feeling great separation from Krishna. Then they were a little bit shy when Krishna came. Oh, should we go? Oh, our hair are not, we didn't decorate our clothes, we are not, because Krishna comes suddenly, ladies. Then they become, but Krishna, he become more affectionate to them. Then this is a few dealings we see in Bhagavatam when someone comes, either Svayambhumanu or Krishna. Then Svayambhumanu is not an, he's a devotee, like Prabhupada, when he would come also. Devotees were over, joy receiving, jumping, and this is not artificial. Because Prabhupada was having some shakti, some potency was there. Then here also it is explained that in Dwarka, some citizens, they were not receiving Krishna with their heart. They were not seeing the Lord. They were thinking that he is only an ordinary man. Then there are also these two. Krishna is, he's beyond the gunas, three modes of material nature. Then some people they think, oh, he is under the mode of material nature. Then Krishna also, he deals with them in such way as like this. Okay? Nitya Gaura Premanande. Any question, any comment? Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. In the beginning you mentioned that they are liberated souls, they are personless and impersonless. So I was wondering how do their impersonless get liberated? Because obviously they're not pulling Bhakti Yoga, so how do they get doing
liber I repeat Krishna. Again? Who?
You said before
Paramahamsas.
You said before there's the material body, the subtle body and the spiritual body.
Yes.
And those people who only have the spiritual body, they're obviously the liberated souls. Mm-hmm. Then you were mentioning that in the liberated souls, they are personalists, like Narada Muni?
There are two, personality and Buddha, yes? Ignore this question.
How do impersonals get liberated?
Yeah, because you see, there is this, it's called in cosmos or in Sanskrit Brahman. To go out from this, there are eight elements are there. Bhumi, Apuna, Vayu, Kammanu, Buddhi, Nivacha. Eight elements. Then, when you enter into the first one, is the earth. Then, at that time, you get rid of the earth. This is explained in also second canto Bhagavata. There are two kinds of liberation. One is direct, one is indirect. This is indirect. Then you start, the first is God, earth, next, aku, water is God, and you go, we have material bodies made with five elements, subtle bodies is made with three elements, the mind, intelligence, and false ego. Then also the last is false ego, the last element, the eighth one. Then if you have no more false ego, where you enter? You enter into, it's called Viraja, river, Viraja. And after this, Brahma Jyoti starts. Then you are liberated. You are liberated. You are also Paramahamsa. It just liberated soul, but you are just not accepting Krishna as person. Then Krishna fulfill your desire. You become part of the Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is it material Brahma Jyoti? Yeah, then nothing material can enter there. That's why all these eight elements, you have to get rid of them. Then you can also direct, if you can do it here also. You can. We have also this in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Gopa Kumar. You have read this? No. Okay, nice. Brihat Bhagavatam, Gopa Kumar. He's explained all this, how he went to the eight elements, how he went to the Brahma Jyoti, deities is there. Then once you go to the Brahma, you are liberated. You are no more conditioned. And your choice is there. Can I go more? Or can I stop there? This is clear?
Yes, clear. It's clear. But except for me, like I was reading and just listening to Bhagavad Gita, but Robert was saying that detachment from metta, and attachment to Krishna is this, like I understood it this way, that you're saying attachment from metta and attachment to Krishna is the same. So for me it's like not difficult to understand that.
Attachment to matter?
Detachment to metta and attachment to Krishna
is the same. Yeah, it's the same. Detachment from matter. You are completely detached. This is another question you are asking. What is the connection between Brahma Jyoti and personalism?
For me, it's just difficult to understand how a person becomes so detached from metta without getting attached to Krishna.
Yeah. But they are also attached to Krishna, the impersonalists. But just this third level, they are attached to his light, that's all. They are also spiritualists, very highly. Of course, we don't want this because there are no activities, no. Any other question? Comment? Clear, huh?
Yeah.
Any other questions? No questions?
Yeah.
Just continuing from this question. So, if the impersonalists are also liberated, then we also say that Prabhupada also mentioned that the person who has reached to the Brahman platform, they have to come down.
Yeah. He has to come down. Why? Because he feels frustrated. There is no activity, no. This is, your question is very deep, complicated question. Like, we are coming from where, falling down? We are coming from Mahavishnu, every one of us. Falling from this. Mahavishnu, we enter, and we come, and this. But the Mayavadi also, because you don't feel satisfaction, you fall down. No? Or just, you are just getting, there is Sat Chit Ananda, you just get in Sat. Eternity, you are eternal, then you need activities, and then they fall down, they come. But Prabhupada explained in fun down here,
also,
this material world. When he said falling down, he explained they come back to philanthropical activities that the devotee know. His senses. What is this verse in Bhagavad Gita that very difficult, Brahman's duty, realization is full of problem because they are not able. Bhakti is easy, you just engage your senses, you eat prasad, you are doing bhakti. You look, you hear, they fall down here. Any question, other question? Huh? No question? They go up to the